Cuomo, who's been holding rallies for Democratic candidates in key Senate races, says he thinks a legislature controlled by Democrats will be more willing to approve changes to address a wave of scandals plaguing state government.
And we're going to do the unfinished business this year, and we're going to start with real ethics reform.
Both former leaders of the legislature are facing prison time after being found guilty of corruption schemes that in part focused on their manipulations to gain millions of dollars in outside income. Cuomo supports a ban or strict limits on the amount lawmakers can earn outside of their legislative salaries. The governor says the outside income leads to, at the very least, an appearance of a conflict of interest.
And what happens is they get paid through both hats, as a legislator and then as a private person. And the question always becomes, when they pay you as a private person, are they actually paying you as a private person, or are they paying you because they want access as a legislator?
Senate Republican leader John Flanagan said earlier this year that he does not support limiting lawmakers' ability to earn outside money.
I don't believe in a ban on outside income. Those are discussions that we will have in our conference. We've already started having.
Flanagan's GOP conference ultimately agreed to reject the idea, saying they are philosophically opposed to what would amount to a full-time legislature. Flanagan himself does not earn any outside income other than his pay as majority leader. John Caney, with the reform group Reinvent Albany, says it's true that the Senate Republicans resisted reforms, including capping outside income and some campaign finance reform, like closing a loophole that allows limited liability companies to skirt donor limits. Reinvent Albany is nonpartisan, though, and does not weigh in on whether a Senate controlled by Democrats or Republicans would be more open to reform. But Caney says Cuomo, as the powerful governor of the state, could have tried harder.
The governor has not shown the same level of enthusiasm for campaign finance reform or closing the LLC loophole as he has for a $15 minimum wage or marriage equality or other, you know, major campaigns that he's championed.
Caney says the governor would have had to spend large amounts of political capital to achieve the ethics changes without a lot of immediate credit from the public. Cuomo, in his remarks at a fundraiser for the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, disputes any accusations that he didn't try hard enough.
I'm not shy. I asked once, twice, three times. I was sweet. I wasn't so sweet. I tried everything. They're not going to do it.
Caney says the governor should also focus more on fixes to address a scandal in his own administration over economic development contracts.
A month ago, nine of the governor's top aides and biggest campaign contributors upstate were arrested for rigging $780 million in state contracts. And this casts a bright light on the fact that the state has no pay-to-play laws at all.
Reinvent Albany also wants reforms of state contracting processes, including greater transparency. The governor has said that his own economic development agency will now oversee managing contracts awarded by the State University of New York Polytechnic Institute. SUNY Poly is one of the focuses of the corruption probe, and its former president, Elaine Calieros, has been charged. Ann Cuomo says contract reform will be a major part of his 2017 agenda. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.